Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud, continuing on the levels of culpability for Shomrim, it says, Mesa Kedarka, if the animal dies as it does, meaning it has a heart attack, it dies of old age, and animals die from time to time. So for no obvious reason, the animal now dies. Hareza Onus, that's certainly an onus, because what could the shepherd do? But if it's Sigfa Umesa, if he afflicted the animal, Segufin in like rabbinic Hebrew is like really like self-affliction, like, you know, you segufin, like you self-flagellation, rolling in the snow and that kind of thing. Here it means, as the bartender says, ina means like to afflict. So the idea is, for example, he didn't give the animal enough food to eat or water to drink, etc., so the animal really suffered under him, and that weakened it. The mesa, and then the animal dies. Eina onus, that's not called an onus, because it's his fault the animal died because he didn't treat it properly. And that would be true even if, you know, as long as you can connect the dots between the mistreatment of the animal and its subsequent death, so then the guardian is a poshea, he's totally been acted wrongly, and therefore he's liable. Alsla roshe tsukin, if the animal runs away and heads up to, like, you know, some precipice, some, you know, dangerous rocky area, the nafla, and it falls from the rocks, hareza onus, then of course it is an onus, provided that the shepherd did what he could to prevent this from happening, but the animal got away anyways. Of course, if he let it up or let it out and so on, then it is his fault. He'ela l'roshe tzukin, if the shepherd took it to a dangerous place, like on top of these rocky crags, whatever it is, then benafla v'mesa, but then the animal falls. Even if the animal falls in a place where otherwise it shouldn't have been considered his fault. In other words, let's say, you know, if a shepherd's walking on a road and the road has like on one side, has like, you know, a sheer drop, and if an animal would walk off the edge there, then it would die. So taking the animal on such a road is not considered peep shia. Animals should look where they're going, they shouldn't walk off cliffs, and if they do, that's an onus, okay? But here the story is, and that very same ledge, which the animal shouldn't expect to fall off, if the shepherd took it up to a dangerous place, and then what it fell off wasn't one of these, like, you know, rocks, which are really dangerous, but rather just the edge, which under normal circumstances, in a vacuum, wouldn't be considered to be so dangerous, and therefore would be considered an onus, so still he's liable. Why? Because the principle is, this is like a principle that pervades much of, you know, this whole topic, which is, if something is tchilaso b'pshia, if a person starts out by doing something negligent, willful misconduct, and then the sofa b'onus, along the way what happens is actually something which is beyond his control, so kind of like as my father used to say, accidents don't happen, they're caused. This was an accident which was caused because he's sort of taking responsibility in general by the whole reckless activity he's doing. Even if this particular thing that happened now at this moment wasn't necessarily directly because of the reckless activity, but since he was acting recklessly, he's shouldering responsibility, and therefore he'll be liable, and you can't call it an onus. Okay, fine, period. Now we have a new topic of our mission here, which is that masna shomer chinam lios pater meshvua. Normally, we said the shomer chinam takes a shvua, he swears and he'll be exempt from all sorts of things. But if he, before taking responsibility, stipulates with the owner, he says, I'm going to take care of your animal as a shomer chinam, but I'm not going to swear. You're agreeing now that I don't have to pay you and you're not going to force me to swear. That would be binding, right? It's okay. He can make such a condition. Or vahashoa lios pater melashalem. The borrower could similarly make a condition. He won't have to pay under certain circumstances, and then that would be binding if they agree ahead of time. Nosa sachar vahasoch lios paturin mishvua milashalem. They could even make a condition that the paid custodian, that they're not doing, they're neither swearing nor are they paying. And again, if they agree ahead of time and the owner agrees, so then that those conditions will, you know, overrule the de facto basic rules of the Torah. Now, as far as the question of why isn't that considered to be masna al masha kasa b'Torah, making stipulations against, like, the Torah, just hold on, I'll discuss that really, Be'ez Hashem, in the next Mishnah.